It works.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Winding down the final hour of our crystal, jade, other kind of skull discussion with Stephen Mailer. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in the Paracast. So here's the thing. When you say somebody has been cured of some kind of ailment, they come in there and they have a problem and they're treated by the crystal skull, whatever, and they don't have the problem. The question is, did you have a doctor look at the person before they go in saying, you've got this condition, and did a doctor check them after being treated to see if they still have the condition?
That's interesting, and that's a very, very rigorous question. I don't know if it's exactly been documented as you say, but I know that there have been chiropractors and there have been MDs who've been involved with some of the healings with Max who will testify to that, whether they've actually been one of their patients who they've sent to Max for treatment where they can document a before and after. I can't specifically say
sure,
that.
Sure, but wouldn't that
and
be an important thing, Stephen?
You're setting up a good parameter for future research.
Right? Sure, but I'm saying this is something you'd think after all these years somebody would have tested. You know, this person has cancer. He goes in there, he's in remission. This person has a bad back, some kind of spinal cord injury, or just dislocated discs or something. They go in there, and the chiropractor, the medical doctor says, you know what? They're cured. Because it's not just, I feel better, because sometimes back ailments specifically can be partly psychological.
Yes. You're making a good point, but understand that the people who would be involved with doing anything with crystal skulls would not be your conventional allopathic physician. The people who would be involved with Joanne with healings would be chiropractors, would be naturopaths, would be homeopaths.
So sure, but chiropractors, they use x-rays, they do some kind of physical diagnostics.
I would say follow up with this and have Joanne Parks on. Ask her to she could specifically mention chiropractors who will be doing this, who will be doing before and afters. So that's being done with Max. I know that. There are chiropractors, not MDs particularly, unless they're alternatives, but naturopaths, homeopaths, chiropractors who've been working with Joanne who can document before and after. So she would be the one to talk to specifically about this.
Now, I wouldn't object to chiropractors because I've been treated by chiropractors over the years, and the back problems that were very involved, and the doctors wanted to put me in traction for the chiropractors, pretty much cured. Chris?
You mentioned on a couple of occasions here Einstein, which is the latest of these potentially ancient skulls that has surfaced. Why don't you give us a little background on the Einstein story, how you found out about it, what we know about the skull, and describe it for us, because the pictures you showed me were quite amazing. And the size of the thing is even more amazing. So why don't you give us a quick...
And there's a good potential for you to see it in person, because it's there in Sedona, Arizona. I just got involved in, and this is, of course, where we can lead up to a commercial. I just got involved in a major crystal skull conference, 10-10-10 in New York City, put on by a man named Kendall Ray Morgan. The website is www.oraclestoneproductions.com or crystalskullevents.com. Oraclestoneproductions.com. There's going to be one in L.A., 11-11-11. It was the greatest gathering of ancient and modern skulls of the time. There were at least a dozen ancient skulls and hundreds of contemporary skulls. It was advertised. One of the hooks for this conference was there was going to be unveiling of a mystery skull, one that has never been made public before. Well, being in the know like I am, and I was the keynote speaker for the conference, I was told beforehand that it was a skull called Einstein that I'd heard about vaguely but never knew much detail about. I heard about Einstein from Nick Nocerino over the years. He would say things to me like, the crystal skulls are this and that, but then there's Einstein who's a special case. Or he would say something, there's Einstein and it's special. And I would wait for more information he would never provide. Well, as it turned out, Einstein is owned by a woman named Carolyn Ford. She first obtained it in 1990, had Nick Nocerino come, see it, test it, and authenticate it in 1991, but she kept it from the public. She did not want to make it public, did not do anything about it for 20 years. The unveiling of Einstein was going to be in New York City at the 10-10-10 conference on October 10th. And there she was at the conference and revealed Einstein. I got to see the skull. It very interested me. It reminded me very much of the exact first skull I talked about to you guys. The Mayan crystal skull looked like a larger version, but it was the biggest thing I'd ever seen. 33 pounds of ancient cores. Now, we've seen big contemporary skulls. I mentioned that the Smithsonian had a 40-pound hollow skull. I've seen an 80-pound contemporary skull. Huge piece of cores. But contemporary, we've never heard of an ancient skull that big. Well, as it turns out, Nick had seen it. He had documented it as the largest ancient skull that ever came out. And I must mention that Nick Nocerino, in his lifetime, documented as many as 15 to 18 skulls, which he classified as being ancient, carved as a skull over 1,000 years ago. That's for people who say there's only 13 original skulls. No, there's sets of 13. There's way more than 13. I've seen as many as 9 that I would say were genuine ancient artifacts. So I got friendly with Carolyn Ford and her husband, Ron. They live in Sedona, Arizona. They invited me to come see Einstein, work with Einstein, test for myself. And to make that story short, we came there in March. That's where we saw Chris. Stayed with David Hatchett Children's at Rex West in Camp Verde and spent 2 days with Einstein. I came up with all sorts of magnifying glasses, a high-power flashlight, and laser lights to do scientific testing. I tested that skull, looked at the crystal, looked at every possible aspect of that skull. Clearly, it was not bilaterally symmetrical. One side is definitely different than the other. There were cut marks. There were pock marks. It was not polished by machine. It was carved by hand. There is no doubt that that skull is an ancient artifact, and it is just the giant version of the Mayan crystal skull, which led me to believe that Einstein was the master skull that other skulls were carved from. What we have a theory of that was a basis of some of these lectures, at their skulls were used in sets of 13, 12 skulls around a master skull in the 13th. It has to do with the number 13, sacred to the Maya. Why did Jesus have 12 disciples plus himself? It's a number of Osiris. Has to do with regeneration. I could go on and on about the number 13. It is not unlucky. That just happened in October 13, 1307, Black Friday, when the Catholic Church and the King of France declared war on the Knights Templars. That's the whole basis of Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
13 is a sacred number to the Maya, as you well know. And it was sacred in the use of crystal skulls, 13. So I got clear vision that Einstein was a master skull, that a shaman had given an assignment to his students to make 12 skulls as copies, and the Mayan crystal skull, the one I first saw in 1980, was one of Einstein's children. So Einstein is a master skull, a master recorder, tremendous carving to see this. You have to see it by hand. The jaw is huge, amazingly thick and clear. The rest of the skull is cloudy. It's great for scrying. You can see scenes in it. It's great for psychometry. Immediately, Nick Nocerino came to me, and I don't care who's judging or valuing what I'm saying to you now at all. You understand, I come to the point where I put this out there. I really don't care if there's a skeptic out there that thinks I'm crazy or not. I know what I experienced, and I'm giving you what I experienced. So I got tremendous work with Einstein, both working as a scientist, looking at it as an artifact, clearly discerning that it's hand-carved, it was not machined, it's ancient. On the other side, it's a powerful metaphysical album, a record-keeper that has much memory, tremendous amount of information, and a powerful energy device that can be used for healing and for helping people just raise vibration. It is a master skull, a genuine ancient artifact, in my opinion, carved at least 5,000 years ago as a skull, and older than that.
Well, what do we know about it? How did Ron and Karen come up with this thing? I mean, what do we know about its history?
Carolyn Ford was living in L.A. She was a big involved with a lot of rock bands at the time. She got very interested in crystal skulls. Just came to her on her own, and she wanted to have a small crystal skull, just a little one to work with. She called a friend who had a shop in Seattle, which where he was from, and he said, "You really want a crystal skull?" She said, "Yes." He said, "You have to come up here and see what I have." She flew from L.A. to Seattle, went in the store, and there was 33-pound Einstein. She fell immediately in love with it, bought it, and got it. Story of Einstein again, the provenance. Einstein was obtained by this person from an estate sale, one of the items in the estate. The estate was of an old archaeologist, explorer, who had gone to Mexico. Again, the story is that he plundered it from a Mayan tomb in the 30s, and that's how he got Einstein. And this is typical of a lot of the stories, except Shannara. Before we leave, I must say to you, we have provenance of Shannara, but it's not something Jane Walsh would recognize. Why? Nick Nocerino was asked to advise, psychically advise. There's a whole field of archaeology we call psychic archaeology, where people who are sensitive go on sites and they may tell you, there's something here, there's something there. Nick was a master at that. He went to an area in the Oaxaca area, in the state of Guerrero. He pointed to this area, said, there's a site here. He told them exactly where to dig, what they would find. They found Mayan artifacts and two crystal skull.
We'll get into more of that in a moment. Stephen Mailer joining us on the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien, and once again, you're in
the Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with a WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Stephen Mailer joining us for three more segments on the PowerCast with Gene and Chris. You were covering this finding. Stephen, please explain further before we get to our listener questions.
1995, they found a whole series of objects, Mayan objects, and two crystal skulls. They were so grateful for Nick aiding in this excavation, they gave him the crystal skull. Again, though, the reason that we can come to Jay Walsh and she'll argue against it is because this was off the books excavation, not done by a university in Mexico by credentialed Mexican archaeologists. So therefore, it is not documented. So she can say, prove it. Yeah, we can't prove it.
But okay, off the books meaning we're not talking about the financial aspects to it. Off the books meaning you're paid under the table without paying taxes. It means it's not sanctioned by a traditional university or research organization.
And let me tell you the truth, Gene, the majority of archaeology excavations that have been done in the history of the world have been done that way. A majority of things taken out of Egypt have been illegal excavations. The majority of things taken out of the Mayan sites and Olmec sites, etc., have been illegal excavations. The percentage of recognized credentialed archaeological finds compared to illegal ones is minuscule. And what do? They find these things, they find crystal skulls, and they put them in museums. That's not what these things were intended for. So I'd rather prefer an illegal excavation to find these things than an illegal one, because all they're going to do is stick these things in museums. They're supposed to be interacted with human beings.
Like the line from one of the Indiana Jones movies where Harrison Ford says, "This belongs in a museum." And then the response was, "So do you, Dr. Jones."
That was the third movie, yes. Right at the beginning.
That's the one with Sean Connery. It was the best movie.
Yes, it was. It was. It was great. But of course, I love the crystal skull.
Let's get to a couple of listener questions from our forum. One question from Mike, who's one of our newer posters. He's been a member since January 2008, so he's one of our paranormal masters.
Great.
He's interested to know how do you date these things? I'll read you his entire question. "As you say, the focus will be on what we know scientifically, so I'm interested in the precise nature of the test done, what instruments are used, and the data gleaned, expectations, results, etc. And specifics on dating seems appropriate given the debate thus far." And he's really interested in the role that science will play in this. Now, is it possible to date quartz? I don't think it is. Is it?
No, it's an excellent question. He's really approaching what is the scientific base. No, we cannot date quartz. Actually, there was a test developed in the mid-2000s in Australia to perhaps dating the age of quartz crystal. It is debated. It has not been accepted. But even if you could date the age of the crystal, you cannot tell exactly when it was carved into a skull. You can't date the crystal that way as far as carbon. There's no organic material, no way to tell. So only we can do is psychometry, and all we can do is estimate. If we know exactly when a contemporary skull is carved, of course we know it's carved in 1994. But anything that's over 100 years old would be by nature speculation, unless we have documentation. If we have documentation exactly when, say, the British Museum was carved in the 1880s, it's believed, we would have a carver, you'd have documentation, "I carved this skull, sign it off." We don't have that. People who have carved contemporary skulls or modern skulls, even in the last 200 years, they didn't exactly attest a document, a legalized document. "I carved the skull at this date." So, and for an ancient skull, the only way to do it is how I said, how we look at it as an artifact. Determine if it's machined, if it's bilaterally symmetrical or hand-carved. If it's hand-carved, you're going back before the use of the so-called wheel in the last 200 years to carve crystal. So it's older than 200 years if it's carved by hand. How we say it's ancient again is just through the scenes we see, just through the items. Nick Nocino would talk about seeing ages in the skull, actually geological ages that can be dated. We know how many millions of years ago. So each piece of crystal is millions of years old. I mean, all crystal is ancient. How it's formed is ancient. So it has ancient vibration to begin with. If it's a record keeper and has all these memories in it, if you access these memories, but again, to answer the question, science cannot give us a solid answer. We cannot date when a crystal was carved into a skull with a scientific method yet recognized. We cannot give specific information scientifically when the skulls were carved and when exactly they were used for. This only becomes through the psychometry or through the oral tradition, the traditions that are handed down through the oral wisdom keepers, which in the case of crystal skulls, through the Maya and Olmec, are vast. The Maya have a vast oral tradition of crystal skulls.
Yeah. That's true, they do. My brother, who lived down there for 5 years, mentioned to me on a number of occasions the whole subject of crystal skulls coming up with some of the local K'iche' Maya. I think in the highlands especially, there's an oral tradition there, according to my brother, who lived there for a number of years. Now, we're going to go on to one of our moderators, actually, who's an open-minded, healthy skeptic, but he is kind of cutting to the chase here with his question. He was embroiled in a couple of our threads here, and or the main thread on these skulls. And
this is Angelo.
After Joshua was on. This is Angelo, correct, okay. who's been a longtime member of the forum. Why is there so much BS surrounding the crystal skulls, i.e. the lies around the Mitchell Hedges skull, and why has nothing conclusive ever come from studying them? To my knowledge, there hasn't been double-blind tests done on the skulls, tests which seem to be simple enough to do. Now, we've already kind of covered this ground, so I just wanted to throw that question out there. I think that we've almost answered that. I think his next question, though, ties into the first part of his first question about the lies surrounding some of these skulls. And his question is, do you think the belief in crystal skulls is akin to that of religious relics?
Wow. Why is this so much BS? Well, watch the whole New Age field. I mean, it's just the nature of the modern world that if there is anything that can be exploited and manipulated, it will be. So anything that comes out of the so-called metaphysical or paranormal field that may have any validity will be, by nature of the system, exploited and made fun of or trivialized. So the whole idea of crystal skulls, and all the literature that's been written about it, movies, even the Indiana Jones movie, which was great, had to bring in the ETs. Everybody has to bring in ETs around them. So it's the nature of the field. It's not just crystal skulls. Anything that comes out of the so-called New Age or paranormal field that is not part of the mainstream way of thinking, the normal accepted paradigm, becomes trivialized, will become exploited. So, there are some of the people you've mentioned that go around talking about crystal skulls who basically just come off the top of their head and make up anything they want that sounds good. Now, I'm not mentioning names, but there are those people who go around claim to be crystal skull experts who don't have a scientific bone in their body, etc. The point is about double-blind tests. You have to eat. That's not just enough to throw that out there blink. You have to tell me what he's talking about. I mean, we set up tests where we had people psychometrized, work psychometry, who were not present at anybody else's test. Set. What are we going to use? An object that's not a crystal skull and test that to see if they came up with the same information? That's trivial.
Yeah,
that's
but you know what? I want to ask you a question here, Stephen. What about double-blind meaning they don't know it's a crystal skull? They don't know what it is. There may be no object there at all. They're blindfolded. Do they have to visualize it? They can't do it blindfolded.
Can, but it seems like the optimum effect of working with it is to see it's a crystal and to touch the crystal.
Okay, so you could also use different crystals or use a crystal you just put together in the laboratory a week earlier. Stephen Mailer is joining us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
What about double-blind tests for crystal skulls? That question is being posed to Stephen Mailer on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. So what I'm saying here is one of the things about double-blind testing is that you try to have as many checks and balances as possible. So, of course, you might have different crystal skulls, but tell the person, well, they look pretty much the same. It's the same skull. You want to see if they have real powers. They change from skull to skull, or maybe it's a fake. How do you do it?
Good point. We have done that. We have done somebody to psychometrize a contemporary skull and then with a supposed ancient skull and told the person there's no difference to it, and definitely different quality information that was channeled out. For the contemporary skull, was hardly any memory, hardly energies were seen, and if any scenes were seen, they were modern scenes. When we work with the Chris ancient skull, we don't tell the person it's ancient. All of a sudden they're talking about the Maya, about ancient Egypt, about Rome, Greece.
But you can't do it blindfolded.
And there's no reason to do it blindfolded. You can do
yes,
it
there is, because then you don't know if there's a skull there at all.
Well, then you don't just tell the person the skull's there. You don't even show the skull.
Well, you can say there
is.
We
have an object that's beneath the table under you. You're sitting at a table. There's an object under the floor under your table. See if you can get any energy from it. You don't have to blindfold anybody.
Okay.
You can put it in a box and have it there. Lead them into the room and say, let's
depends
get your...
On the box. It depends on the box. It's an obsidian box. It blocks the energy of crystal skull. You won't get anything. It has to be...
Just a cardboard box would be good enough for me. Just something to hide the thing,
But just put it on the table with a towel over it. It is an object. You don't see it. You're not told what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what I said before. We don't know that it's a crystal skull.
Again, Nick Nocerino was doing this work for 50 years, gentlemen. He found that the best way to do this scientifically was to have people touch the skull. And forget about doing a double blind. Doing it as an unknown object. The only way you can test it is by psychometry. There's no double blind involved.
Well, if they can touch it with a blindfold on. Maybe they're not given a full opportunity to feel around it to check its shape.
Well, I mean, that's possible, but to me, that's trivial.
Well, I think it's the point is here is that you want to have as many checks and balances as possible so the person who doesn't believe in, especially the traditional scientific community, that's going to say it's all law and nonsense, well, the more evidence you throw in their laps that they can't dispute, the easier it's going to be to gradually accept this thing. Chris, you have more questions?
Well, I think we pretty much answered most of the questions that were posed. I think Stephen's done a really good job of taking us to the next level and studying this very enigmatic mystery. One question that I have, though, is in the last few years, I've seen an uptick in kind of noise surrounding the whole crystal skull mystery, and that is that that these are either ancient artifacts that could be thousands and thousands of years old, and I've heard the word Atlantis or Lemuria bannered about. And then also you have this whole kind of emerging belief system that some of these objects are actually derived from ETs or given to humans by extraterrestrials, or that they somehow are involved with some sort of extraterrestrial agenda. Do we have any sort of, I mean, I know the obvious answer to this, but do we have any information that would back this up, or is this just a lot of wishful thinking on the part of true believers?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised that neither one of you asked me the question about the Mayan in 2012. Either one of you asked me, what do the Mayans say about them? The Mayans, Don Alejandro in particular, all the Mayans that were at our conference, are going to be at our conference in November, are saying that the skulls are coming back for this reason, that the end of the 2012 calendar is not the end of time. It is not the end of humanity. It's not destruction. They're talking about the end of a cycle, the end of consciousness. They believe that all the shamanic objects, crystal skulls, are coming surfacing now to aid human beings in this shift of consciousness. This is the meaning why these Mayans are coming to our conferences. They're talking about the time for the tribes to wake up, come together now and share all these objects that can help us with our consciousness growth. Yes, there are those that say, I mean, there are those, I am not, as we, you and I discussed when we were in person, I am not one of the so-called ancient aliens crowd. I'm not one who finds an anomaly on our planet, amazing artifacts like the Sphinx, like the Great Pyramid, and said, oh, human beings could not possibly have done that, must have been done by aliens. I believe in contact. I am a part of an indigenous wisdom tradition that says we are star seeds. We're not alone. You and I have talked about that. We have different opinions on that. But this idea to take away our power, to take away our history, our legacy, by saying all the things we couldn't have done that, so aliens must have done it, nonsense. I say these crystal skulls were carved by ancient peoples, highly advanced, highly spiritually, highly technologically advanced. I think a lot of the skulls I've talked about, like Max, like Shana Ra, perhaps Einstein, were carved by the Olmecs, perhaps 10,000 years ago.
Okay, so if they're carved by an ancient civilization, what happened to the ancient civilization? Now, when I raise this, bear in mind that look at our civilization. I say if it all disappeared tomorrow, a couple of thousand years down the pike, there wouldn't be much left of it to research.
Exactly. And that's the point of the whole meaning of why we talked about cycles. Same thing my Egyptian teacher talked about. Same thing I heard from Don Alejandro and the Mayan elders. Nothing moves in it. This whole idea of Darwinian linear evolution is one paradigm that needs to be flushed down the toilet. Nothing moves in a straight line. Everything moves in cycles. Civilizations have risen and fallen, risen and fallen, risen and fallen. We don't have physiological, archaeological evidence of civilization. But if you talk to Michael Cremo and the Vedas, they talk about civilization being millions of years old.
Okay, but we have no evidence.
Coming to the end of a great cycle now. These civilizations did not disappear. They just went the same thing. We say the Sphinx was carved 54,000 years ago. Where are the people that carved it? They just went to cycles. We went to high civilization to low civilization. We're coming back out of the dark end of the cycle.
Okay, so what happened? Did they have some kind of nuclear war? What happened? Did they leave this planet because of changed conditions?
I just think they outstripped their environment. It's believed perhaps some of the Mayans just outstripped their natural environment. They had to leave their city. The Olmec disappear. We don't know why they disappear. They transform into the Maya. It's just the cycle.
Okay, so therefore maybe
calendar is the old Met calendar.
Excuse me, Stephen. I'm trying to get a question in edgewise here. Okay, so maybe, and we're just theorizing here, okay, we have the ancient civilization 40,000 years ago. Conditions get bad here. The environment's going to hell. Okay, so they say, you know what? We have space travel. Let's go to Zeta Reticuli and spend our time there, and maybe a couple of thousand years or 40,000 years later, we'll come back and see what's going on. So if E.T. exists, maybe E.T. is our predecessor.
It's quite possible. My point is, if the idea is that human is the norm, so when eventually it does come down and it's on all the television as a live meeting, when they come out of the ship, they're going to look like us. We them, they us. I mean, that's really where it is.
So it won't be the gray E.T., it's going to be Michael Rennie and The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That was a movie that turned me on. The first movie that got me totally into the idea. I loved that movie.
That was a great movie. You and I have to say this in retrospect. If you're going to look at Day the Earth Stood Still, do not watch the Keanu Reeves version.
Right.
It's just a bad movie. Right. Go and rent or stream from Netflix or whatever the original The Day the Earth Stood Still, directed by Robert Wise, who also directed The Sound of Music, Star Trek the Motion Picture, and actually believed in UFOs.
With Patricia Neal and Billy Gray.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Right there on the Washington Wall.
The whole UFO thing. So I think the point.
And by the way, let me just give you the synchronicity, then we'll go break for the next final portion. The synchronicity about The Day the Earth Stood Still. Remember where Klaatu is shot down by the military seeking him out near DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C., very close to where they located the headquarters of the National Investigation Committee on Aerial Phenomena, NICAP. I'm serious, folks.
Very good.
Not too many years after that movie, you see NICAP located just across from DuPont Circle, stone's throw away, very close to where, in the movie at least, they shot down Michael Rennie before he resurrected himself in his spaceship. So there
you go. Just a coincidence, Gene.
That's right. Of course.
You shouldn't read anything into that. Just a coincidence.
I'm not reading anything into it. I think if you wanted cheap office space, they happened to find the right cheap office space because NICAP never had any money. So they had to find something. So nobody said, because I think I'm the only one who ever was crazy enough to point this out over the years, nobody suggested it was a scene in a popular science fiction movie. Stephen Mailer joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. And for one more time this week, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Okay, so from movies to crystal skulls to jade skulls to ancient civilizations to Atlantis, Lemuria, whatever you want to call it. Stephen Mailer joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast with Chris O'Brien as the co-host. Chris, you have some final questions to bring it on home.
Well, yeah, I think, and it's important that that we do talk about the Maya in context with our conversation with Stephen today. And Stephen, you brought up a good point that the Maya are saying now, the modern Maya, that some of these power objects and these instruments of transformation, if you will, for lack of a better term, are coming out and are somehow going to play some sort of role or part in this coming time period that we're actually kind of in the middle of right now, and that is the end of three cycles of three different Mayan calendars. I think we're going into, 14 Aho, I think we'd be in the long count. Give us a little bit more of a sense of what their thinking is on this. So what role are these objects going to play in this coming time period that we're now kind of going into full steam here?
Well, that's great, because this also goes with what was predicted to me by my Egyptian teacher, who predicted a lot of these things over 10 years ago, which are happening now. The end of the cycle is going to be characterized by discovering things that we thought were lost, and that my teacher Hakim would say nothing is ever lost. Don Alejandro, the spiritual head of the Quiche Maya, said the exact same thing to me. I was fortunate enough to have a personal darshan with him. At the time, at the end of a cycle, as we're coming to now, of course, is characterized by these magnificent, spectacular earth changes, the mother of tsunamis, the mother of earthquakes, the mother of volcanoes, etc. But it also is that things are uncovered. If you look, what I do is every day I search the net to see if archaeological finds are going on around the world. Very obscure website sometimes. And it is. I mean, they have just found this incredible cache of Inca tombs. I mean, Mayan sites are being found all the time. Predicted that the power objects would be found, would be uncovered again to aid human consciousness, to aid people in the shift. So that, again, I would talk to all the skeptics who are listening to us tonight, and if you can, I invite you to come to the 11-11-11 Crystal Skull Conference. That will be at the Sheraton Hotel right near LAX. We're going to have a gathering of ancient skulls, a tremendous gathering of contemporary skulls. I defy anyone to step in that room and not say they cannot feel something, that they cannot feel the energy that the crystals can create, the energies among the people, the enthusiasm. And again, we had over 500 people attend a conference in New York City, 10-10-10. And we got tons of feedback from people afterward, people saying the event changed their lives. I mean, changed their lives. The things are coming together now to raise consciousness, to make people realize that we're in this together. We are not an isolated, solitary species. We are a social species. Human beings have accomplished what they have by cooperation as opposed to competition. And so that's what we're coming to now, that to understand that we're a group consciousness. We are human beings. We're all in this together. These objects, crystal skulls, whatever people find, the ancient artifacts owned by the Maya, the Olmec, they help people raise their consciousness to become more aware. That's what the shift is. We're going to a degree now where we're going to become more conscious. That's what the Maya say. It's what the ancient Egyptians said. They're all saying the same thing. So all these objects are being uncovered now. Again, artifacts, tombs coming all around the world. We're finding ancient artifacts that are used to help people with the shift in consciousness. That's what December 21st, 2012 represents, not the end of the world. End of a cycle. The next cycle is higher consciousness.
I'm tired of hearing all that end-of-the-world talk relating to the Mayan calendar. I happened to see a documentary on ancient civilizations on the History Channel a number of years ago, and they made the outrageous claim that the Maya were an extinct people who disappeared in the 13 and 1400s, not realizing that the Maya are the largest group of indigenous Americans. There's like 4 or 5, I think, million Maya.
Right.
The hubris.
Right. But they're waiting. What's interesting is this 4 to 5 million people are listening to their elders like Don Alejandro, like Ombudsman, like Don Pedro, who are telling them now it's time to reclaim your city, reclaim your rituals, bring out the power objects again. Forget it, let a little bit of this Spanish Catholicism start to wear away. Let's go back to our ancient healings. Let's go back to our ancient way. And that's beautiful because a lot of the Mayan youth now are suddenly getting inculcated for the elders now to get back to learning the old way.
Well, do you think the Maya may have some crystal skulls that they haven't allowed public knowledge of? And that
without a doubt, like I said, we just had a Mayan jade crystal skull surface that's been hiding in the Yucatan for millennia. There's other crystal skulls the Mayans are bringing out. They're claiming they're ancient. I have to see them and test them. Some of them aren't. I mean, some of them are modern. But yes, to answer the question, they definitely have artifacts that they've been holding back that they're bringing out now.
Well, you mentioned something very enigmatic when we talked earlier this spring about a crystal skull that you asked me not to mention about. And I'm wondering, has there been any developments on this particular front? Is there anything that you can talk about yet?
That is it. It is a jade crystal skull. The largest artifact that we've known, if you can Google this, there is a jade head. Actually, the head of a Maya, which came out of one of the tombs. Incredible. It must be 10, 12 pounds of jade. It is one of the sacred artifacts in one of the museums in the Yucatan. It is now this crystal skull that's come out, which is larger. Up until now, this jade head has been called the largest jade artifact ever found out of Central America. Now this crystal skull has emerged, this jade crystal skull has emerged, which is bigger than this head, and it's going to become public soon. So this is going to be the spectacular, because they've never seen a jade skull this big.
Now, I've heard rumors over the years of an obsidian crystal skull. Have you ever heard of a black obsidian skull?
Yes, but it would not have been again, there are those that say that there were obsidian skulls, that Hitler and the Nazis had obsidian skulls. The obsidian skulls could not be used because of the nature of obsidian. It wouldn't be a very positive thing. It wouldn't be a positive stone to use. So, again, they could have possibly been used for negative things. But I've never seen one. But it's interesting that obsidian, if you put a quartz crystal skull in an obsidian box, you cannot track it. Nick Del Serino used to psychically track all these skulls throughout Mexico, knew where they were moving. He used to talk about a rose quartz skull with a movable jaw, which he thinks the Mitchell Hedges skull was later copied of, as a modern copy. He couldn't track it because it was kept in an obsidian box. So obsidian blocks energy and vibrations. It wouldn't be a good positive one to use.
Well, I could see Himmler wanting one, definitely. That's
Himmler had one. Now, again, this is surfaced. The Himmler skull has surfaced. I've seen a picture of it From a picture, it looks like it could be modern. Again, I'd have to see it, have it tested. A Swiss journalist now has owned it. It was found in an attic. Objects that were obviously from the SS. The skull, like, obviously had a tag on it saying it was Hitler's skull. This journalist has it. He's going to be bringing it out, but we don't know if it's legitimate or not. But it was a skull that was owned by, I mean, this eventually, we now have physical proof of the rumors we had for years that the Nazis had skulls, that the SS had crystal skulls, were doing rituals with them. We now have Himmler's skull.
First, skulls didn't help him win the war.
Obviously.
Or the Spear of Longinus.
It happens to be one of the maxims of working in magic. If you continue to work in black magic, it will eventually bring you down. So nobody succeeds, whoever uses these objects, settles the negativity for it.
Let's hope the politicians in Washington understand that concept.
One way or another, they're going to learn.
Well, we don't want them to learn the wrong way, do we?
No, please.
Just learn, politicians, be careful how you use Twitter when you go about your business.
I'm not going to go.
We won't.
You know, we don't want to see any wieners on there.
That's a rather weenie kind of joke, isn't it? Listen, folks. All right, Stephen Mailer, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you're about.
I'm going to be leading a tour to Egypt, October 15th to 29th. Go to a website, bodymindspiritjourneysoneword.com. Check on journeys. You'll see a whole bio of me and my work with doing the Crystal Skulls. Again, Adventures Unlimited Press. It's The Crystal Skulls, Astonishing Portals to Man's Past, with David Hatchetchovis and myself.
Oh, of course, David's a friend of the show. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, you can always find me at the forum, theparacast.com. I'm one of the moderators. I check in daily. And also, I'm revamping my website, ourstrangeplanet.com, which hopefully the new updated version will be available soon. But until then, my site is ourstrangeplanet.com.
Will still be, but it might look a little bit different. Prettier, more flexible. We're working on it. Stephen Mailer, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene. I enjoyed it very much.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand